Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We saw Bobby Valentine here tonight. Tony Danza is here at Citi Field. There's great Italians all spread out across the ballpark tonight.
I am so glad you caught your breath after seeing Tony Danza introduced on the video board. Carson Kelly leads off. Steven Matz's first pitch is a fastball, high ball one. I have not seen you that excited in this booth all year. Tony Danza's here. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, 1-1.
You know, he's in the Italian-American Sports Hall of Fame. He was a boxer before he started his acting career.
Apparently not a very good one, or else he wouldn't have gone into acting, right?
Everybody's going crazy around him right now.
Well, he's a fan favorite. We all like him. The 1-1 foul straight back and out of play. The count, 1-2.
I mean, SNY just showed him, and he was getting regaled from the crowd. This is a great night when Tony Danza's here.
I've never seen it. He's giddy. Wayne is beside him, so we have to find out where Danza's sitting and get you down there to get an autograph. Here's the 1-2. Kelly lifts it in the air to straightaway center and deep. Lagar is back. He'll have a play. Makes the two-hand catch in front of the warning track. One man away as we're into the fifth inning here. Five-hour energy fifth brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots. Energy on the go. You okay?
I'm good now.
All right. Want to make sure you don't lose it completely. But we really should be able to work something out. I mean, somebody, just find out for us. Where is he sitting? See if we can either get him in here to say hi to Wayne or send Wayne over. We go to the last of the fifth inning. This crowd was just entertained by a video depicting some of the events on the 21st of September of 2001. Now, this is what we call service. We're going to lose Wayne the rest of the night. Hello, Tony Danza. How are you? Tony just, he came in to say hello to Wayne. We got to get a microphone for Tony here. As the first pitch to J.D. Davis is taken outside for ball one. I don't know, maybe Tony actually heard Wayne. We got to get a microphone for him. He's going to give him the wireless here. We got it on?
Am I on? Am I? Ooh, I dropped it.
No,
that's all right.
It's all right.
All those Emmy awards and everything, and he drops a simple mic pack.
Yeah, no, but it bounces.
There it is.
2-0 now to J.D. Okay. Davis.
Hey, here I am.
So you came in here just to see Wayne, right?
No, actually, I'm here because I don't know if you guys noticed, but this beautiful ceremony that the ad had here tonight for 9/11 was centered around the Cops and Kids Chorus.
Right.
That's our group, Athletic League Cops and Kids Chorus. Remember the Harlem Boys Choir?
Sure.
Cops and Kids Chorus. It's the same cadence. It works.
So what was your involvement? Let me just get this next pitch in. It's 2-1 to J.D. Davis, starting the bottom of the fifth, 7-0 New York. And Davis bounces one to third, and a couple of steps is Escobar to field it. Throws across, it pulls the first baseman Walker off the bag, but he tags Davis for the first out. We're with Tony Danza.
So we started a PAL. I'm on the board of directors of Police Athletic League. I was a PAL kid when I was a kid in Brooklyn, and we started this program, an acting program, because when you teach a kid how to act, you teach a kid how to act. So that's the slogan. And, you know, we started with 12 kids. We got over 500. And then this Cops and Kids Chorus grew out of it. And we're just trying to send this message of, you know, something different than we hear all the time.
Well, that's great. And they did some job,
didn't they
too.
Do a great job?
Todd Frazier's having a great night.
And I don't want to say anything, but I kind of think we're the good luck charm because they scored 5 runs right after we sang.
Okay.
I just want to say that.
Well, do we have a recording so we can play this when necessary?
Yes, well, you might have to have them back. That's how I'm looking at it. Well, look, another one. Oh, I thought it was another one.
He got under it.
Yeah, he just missed it.
Well, Castro makes the catch, and there are 2 men away.
Gosh. The Todd father. He's out of control.
So what else have you been doing lately that we might see or hear?
I'm at the Carlisle next week. We're doing a benefit at John Jay College at the Gerard Lynch Theater for the PAL acting program the Thursday of next week. I've been really trying to get this program off the ground. I'll let you call the game.
Brandon Nimmo takes outside ball.
We got a little grant from HBO almost 4 summers ago now, and we put this program together up in Harlem at the Powell Center. And here's the pitch.
Yeah, come on, take it.
And that's a strike. Anyway, so we put this program together. We started with 12 reluctant kids, and it's growing, and it really makes a difference in kids' life. I'm telling you how kids come in defensive. They don't want to know nothing. Here's the pitch. That's a ball. And then the kids come in, and then 2 days later, they're talking about their ensemble. It's the most amazing thing you've ever seen. And so we put together this Cops and Kids chorus. And pitched it to O'Neill, and he said, who would want to see Cops and Kids singing? So that's where we ended up. Another ball. Ladies and gentlemen, I love this. Now you guys are great, by the way. You know,
Thank you. And
I'm rooting. I think this is a big game tonight, obviously, because, you know, we're really trying to get that wild card. That's a foul ball.
You know, I was telling Howie about you being in the Italian-American Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, So, Italian, American, and sports. That's how you got to. I got to have like 6 things to qualify me. You know what I mean?
It worked.
Yeah, it did work. No, it's. I feel so lucky to be living here in New York, and that walk.
Brandon Nimmo was a walk. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you do when you come to a yellow light?
Oh, you know. You slow down.
What do you get recognized more for? Taxi or who's the boss?
No, who's the boss?
Who's the boss?
Really? If you saw it tonight,
yeah. They
actually put Who's the Boss up, and then everybody around me started singing Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. I both shows are such great shows, and
I mean, it's Who's the Boss? A no-brainer for me. That's definitely the show I know him from.
Quite a show. It really is. I look at it every once in a while, and I can't believe how... You know, you're really proud of it, you know. And by the way, just let me get a little weird, because I talk about Pal and the kids in New York and stuff. You know, back then, I wasn't trying to preach, but we worried about the message, because we thought, you know, there's some responsibility with all this influence. And nowadays, I don't think that we think about the kids as much as we should. Anyway, that's my last one now, I promise.
Well, that's a good one.
I promise.
Loda Juan Lagares, 1-0.
So what happens if the Mets go now all the way? I think we're going to have to take credit.
Well,
the Cops and Kids chorus will be the reason. Well, you know, this happens. You know, when I was out in L.A., Lasorda's my pal. So
didn't see that coming.
Tommy Lasagna. So anyway, he had me as a bat boy a couple of days.
Oh,
and we were playing Atlanta. And we beat him twice. He told, by the way, he says, I want you to be the best bat boy of all time. I want you to get the bat before it hits the ground. Lasorda. And by the way, that's a strike. Cora was on the team at the time, and I sat next to Cora, and he said to me, where do you hear this guy curse? You will not believe it. He said to me. But anyway, we beat Atlanta 2 times. He took me to San Diego. He wouldn't let me go. He says, you got to come with us.
Well, okay, you've probably campaigned about as well as you can based on that resume. But that rendition tonight was so moving and so good. Ball 2 to Lagares. It's 2-2. We really ought to get this thing recorded, and maybe that becomes a little bit of a good luck charm.
I think that's a great idea. And
come back for a playoff game.
And we worked hard, and yeah, we'd love to come back for a playoff game, that's for sure. Well, listen, I'm going to let you guys do the game now. Whoa, another one.
Well,
all right.
You can finish the inning here. Go ahead. That's
Lagares. Pop up to the third baseman, Lagares. And that's the end of the inning. And the Mets will come out and take the field. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been great talking to you. I love New York. Let's go Mets. Howie, thank you. Wayne, thank you.
Tony Danza, our guest. End of 5, Mets 7, Diamondbacks nothing on the WCBS Mets Radio Network, driven by your Tri-Honda dealers. Let's go!